enter into a very significant sutra. Number 3, the last part of it, is extremely valuable, very powerful. The master leads by emptying people's minds and filling their cores, by weakening their ambition and toughening their resolve. He helps people lose everything they know, everything they desire, and creates confusion in those who think that they know. Practice non-doing, and everything will fall into place. I cannot tell you how well I know this sutra. I know it all too well. People think they know, and they don't want their minds changed. They live in ambition, pride, vanity. Their minds are ill, very sick, because of their ambitions, their selfishness. They just can't understand the great way. Their lives are filled with petty confusion, misunderstanding. And if there is any way for people to misunderstand, they will find a way to misunderstand. So Lhotse explains that the true master leads by emptying people's minds and filling their cores. What does he mean? There is an emptiness in most people. I have found this. They are just empty. They're devoid of their ability to spiritually awaken. Some of them can't even say thank you or please. Many of my students just don't have the core for the work. Their ambitions exceed their intelligence. In fact, their ambitions become the monarch of their seeming intelligence. And they're not really intelligent at all. Please understand, if you are going to enter into an authentic spiritual practice, what we are really talking about here. Lhotse explains it beautifully. You have to empty the mind. You have to empty that part of the mind that is constantly impressing you with human impulse, emotional, psychological, ambitious human impulse. There is nothing more important to the pedestrian mentality than that of self-righteousness, being right, avenging ourselves for the sake of being right is far more important to us than the manner of the way. So what Lhotse is talking about here in emptying people's minds, emptying their heart, their human heart, is to realize the core of your life. And if you are honest, if you are very honest, you can see what the core of your life might be. The student, the real student, is not ambitious, not filled with pride, not trying to understand the way via their human understanding. They are just not in that manner. The real student is one whose resolve is to awaken, no matter what the situation may be around them, no matter what is going on in their minds, their ego, they toughen their resolve to awaken, to stay with it no matter what. And that has always been, at least for me, even in childhood, the most important aspect. And here is what it looks like. I refuse to die like my parents lived. I refuse to die as my parents lived. And if you do not understand that, if you revere your parents for whatever reason due to maybe gaining affection or making you feel as though you are not alone in this world, you will never be able to awaken. Not until you understand that statement that I just made. For most people, their resolve is very weak. They are ambitious and prideful, and they have caused themselves a great deal of misery in this world, but they do nothing about it. Let me read you a story. This might help you. Once a blind man came to visit a Zen master. He came to debate his knowledge over the master's insight. This is so typical. Knowledge over insight. Insight that occurs through the authentic heart in meditation. So this man comes with his worldly knowledge to fight over the insight of the master's love, his care. The master calmly gave answers to all the blind man's questions. Finally, in total disagreement, the blind man called the Zen master an idiot and stood up to leave. It was night, a dark night, no moon, many clouds in the sky. So the master said to the blind man, "Please, take this lamp with you." The blind man laughed loudly. He said, "Are you joking? What kind of fool are you? What can a lamp do for me? I cannot see. It is the same to me whether the lamp is lit or not. You are an idiot." The master said, "That I know, that you cannot see. But at least others will be able to see in the darkness that you are coming, so they won't stumble into you." Well, the argument appeared correct. The blind man took the lamp and went away. He had just walked only a few yards, and a man walked right into him. He said, "What's the matter? Are you blind?" The blind man said, "Couldn't you see this lamp? I'm carrying this lamp. Why did you run into me when you could see the lamp?" The man said, "I'm not blind. You're going to have to excuse me, sir, but your lamp is no longer lit. The flame has gone out." The blind man went back to the Zen master and said, "Never give a lamp to another blind man again. If there were no lamp, I would have walked maybe more cautiously. I always walk cautiously, but because of this lamp that you gave me, I walked as if I was no longer blind. But the light went out." The master bowed to him and said, "Yes, this is what I have been trying to show you. The knowledge alone cannot create the light itself. A lamp is of no use without light. Knowledge is of no use unless you have awareness." Yes. This is all true. I venture to say that your lamp has long blown out and maybe was never lit. My sannyasin moment with my master was when he gave me sannyas. He gave me the name Chaitanya Suraj, which means lamp of consciousness. And I was warned when this happened that I would not find many, if any, who sought the light of consciousness. And I must say, it has been very true all throughout my career. My effort is to empty your human heart, that you have made the core of your life. If you've never had the light, or that your light has gone out, it is only because you put knowledge and the world ahead of love. This whole experience is about love, but not human love. It is about a deep and profound sense of love that goes beyond the knowledge. My effort is to weaken your ambitions and strengthen your resolve to awaken. This is a very difficult job. It is very, very difficult because most people want, well, their core being that of what they think they know and that they are righteous and superior. To dwindle out. I am not here to say you're right. I'm saying that you're not wrong either. I'm saying you're just on the wrong path. You're on a path that deviates from the way, the manner of your heart, your authentic heart. And if you need to learn the hard way, I grant you that. If you are less ambitious and prideful and willing to give up your genetics and the impulses of your DNA and toughen your resolve, as Lao Tzu says, meaning not allow this to overwhelm your entire life with pride, vanity, sickness, mental and emotional illness, then I can help you. It is hard for people to realize where they are with themselves. When I start off a counseling session, I often start it off with, "Where are you with you?" This confounds people. What are you talking about? Where are you with you? It shows that they have done no introspection at all. That they don't think they have to. And if they know they have to, they have no resolve to penetrate beyond their disbelief, beyond their laziness, their lethargic mentality. Their lamp has gone out, and they don't know, and hence they run into all sorts of situations, predicaments, conditions, and those conditions find them and hamper their life. How can I weaken your ambition without insulting you, without hurting you? How do you live with the truth that everything you've done in this lifetime has been counter to the way of the heart? I tried to fill your core with tones and breath patterns that lead you to strengthen not your ambition, but your humility. This is a very difficult thing for most people to accept. I mean, you don't wake up in the morning, as Jesus taught in his Beatitudes, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." You don't wake up doing that, do you? Not hardly. Another day, another drudgery. How do I face it? How do I deal with it? There's a lot of mental illness going on. And the more mental illness is going on, the more it catches in the collective unconscious. And the easier it is to pick up on it, to be diverted, allow our attentions to be diverted away from the meaning of our life. What is your core? When I ask you, where are you with you? I'm asking you, have you had the third person experience enough to see where the authentic of you is with the human of you? Can you see it? Can you recognize it? Do you even care to? Most people don't care to. It's too insulting. It looks degrading to the ego. So they don't do it. They fight with it. Somehow deep within many of the people I have met in my life, they know what I'm really trying to do by weakening their ambitions and strengthening their resolve, but they don't want anything to do with it. Why? Genetic pride. You may not think you have genetic pride, but I can tell you, what person by person, exactly your genetic pride. There has to be something in you that realizes the futility of living as you have, that your light has gone out. Some of you have never had that light in you. It was never lit because your parents could not light that. They could light self-hatred and shame and guilt, but they could not light your lamp. That lamp is consciousness. That lamp is awareness of consciousness. And this is derived through meditation and the resolve to meditate, to be gentle, to be kind, to be forgiving, to be merciful. That is generosity. And from that springs an eternity of love. You have to ask yourself, do you want this kind of experience? Is this anything that is relevant to your life, to you? For the truth of the matter is that most people, it is not. They are content in their confusion, their delusions. And they live in these things as a manner of a way of life. I cannot talk you out of your silliness. I cannot talk you out of your delusions. You must face everything in your life as you face it until you realize those immortal words, "I know not what I do." And you are no longer willing to live in the shackles of human ego, pride, vanity. You see things in a different light. Let's meditate together. humility that would bring about consciousness. I offer you this from Lhotse. One can know the world without ever leaving home. The way can be seen without a window. The way can be seen